It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. The pitch fire burning 20 miles south of Grand Junction is 80% contained. The fire has burned more than 400 acres. And the Kelso Fire, also on the Uncompahgre Plateau, is burning 40 miles south of the city. Leanne Loop is with the Forest Service.
The Kelso Fire is still at 500 acres, but the confine and contain perimeter is much larger than that. So we anticipate that the Kelso Fire will continue to burn for the next 2 or 3 weeks and won't be fully contained or controlled till monsoon weather comes in.
Loop says the recent hot and dry weather combined with lightning strikes could cause additional fires.
Fire danger rating is moderate, but we've been getting afternoon storms coming through, and with the hot temperatures and the winds that normally come with the storm passage, not much moisture is getting to the ground. So we've been getting lightning without any moisture over large parts of the forest recently. And of course, when storms come through, they generate wind. So you have lightning, you have wind, and no moisture. So those are conditions that are likely or can cause additional fires to pop up.
You can find more information about Colorado wildfires and others across the West at kbnf.org under the News tab. Nearly 300 libraries across Colorado are offering backpacks for checking out through a new program called Check Out State Parks. The backpacks contain a free park pass that gives access to all of the state's 42 parks, among other items. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Matt Robbins says it's part of a state initiative to get more people outside.
We simply are waiving the fees. We're doing it because we feel it's important to get folks outside, and particularly folks who haven't visited us.
In addition to the Parks Pass, each backpack has wildlife guides, state park guides, and a pair of binoculars. The program is launching statewide after a successful pilot program at 8 libraries last year, including Paonia. Libraries across the 7-county KBNF listening area are participating this year. The Bureau of Land Management is reviewing its policy for the Uncompahgre Field Office. The policy, called the Resource Management Plan, will guide what happens on Western Slope BLM lands for the next 30 years, everything from hiking trails to oil and gas development. Currently, the proposed plan is open for public comment. KBNF's Jake Ryan sat down with Alex Johnson, the executive director of the Western Slope Conservation Center, to discuss the document.
There are several different alternatives. One is no action alternative, which would be continuing as is. Another would be what we call the conservation alternative, which they've offered a series of activities and management decisions that would protect various conservation resources here. Then there would be a basically extractive industry alternative, which would keep as much as possible open for oil and gas development along with other extractive industries. And then there's a fourth alternative, which is their preferred alternative in the draft RMP, which is what they view to be some sort of compromise, some sort of middle ground between each of those other proposals. A part of the conservation alternative, alternative B, is what they are calling a partial alternative, which is the B1 alternative. That's the North Fork alternative.
Right. So this North Fork alternative is kind of a citizen-created option that the BLM has in the table. They haven't chosen that or haven't even said that that's what's going to happen at all. But they're still, although they have a preferred option, they're still technically making up their mind about what will happen.
Right. And so that's really the power that we have right now in this public process. So the BLM, they're following the federal guidelines and rules that they've been given. And so a part of that is public comment, and they have to provide due diligence in addressing and mitigating all of the various concerns that the public has, or assessing those concerns and deeming them not of significance.
And the North Fork alternative, how does it differ than the BLM-supplied conservation alternative?
The North Fork alternative is not significantly different than the conservation alternative provided in Alternative B. The North Fork alternative is specific to oil and gas in the North Fork Valley. So that is something important to note. If just advocating for the North Fork alternative. If the BLM accepts the North Fork alternative in the final resource management plan, then there still are other concerns that we need to address and that we encourage our community members to look at carefully within the resource management plan, particular to recreation and access, wildland fire management, other wildlife concerns that aren't directly impacted by oil and gas development.
I guess looking at this and knowing that the BLM already has a preferred alternative, which is kind of a compromise between the conservation and the extractive one, and I imagine the BLM looks very favorably on compromises. How optimistic are you that the conservation alternative and the North Fork alternative subset will be selected?
I'm very optimistic. I think that the BLM is open to response from the public. The BLM is carrying out this process with good due diligence, and I think if they hear very strong support for increased protections in the North Fork Valley, then they will include more protections for the North Fork Valley in the final resource management plan. I'm a believer in the democratic process that we have. I think that these public processes are incredibly significant in shaping the way our lands and waters are used for generations to come. And I think we're at a very unique point where very few voices can make a very strong effect. And I think that it still is a compromise too. But I think that what we can do now to set aside some lands, just the most important lands here in the North Fork Valley, will be significant for generations to come.
All right. Alex, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jake.
That was Alex Johnson with the Western Slough Conservation Center speaking to KVNF's Jake Ryan. The BLM is holding public meetings next week in Delta, Montrose, and Telluride on the plan. Information about the meetings and the entire proposed plan can be found on the agency's website. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.